Egypt was one of the first countries in the developing world to adopt a strategy for genetic engineering and biotechnology in the field of agriculture.
Egypt's agriculture minister, Amin Abaza, in a speech before a recent biotechnology conference in Cairo. Indeed, Egypt is out in front when it comes to research into biotech crops, but so far not one biotech seed has been placed on the market for Egyptian farmers to grow. Part of the reason is the process for developing the protocol and administering the protocol. The other part is the will of the government to do just that. But Egyptian agriculture minister, Amin Abaza said it will happen.
We are in need to put in place a strong and functional biosafety regulatory system to ensure the safe utilization of this technology. As we are facing many challenges in the agricultural sector, primarily global climatic changes and the diminishing of our land and water resources, which require the adoption of unconventional methods that is provided by biotechnology and genetic engineering in developing crop varieties that are tolerant to abiotic stress like drought and salinity, in addition to being disease and insect resistant.
Biosafety consultant Peter Vandermeer worked for many years as a biosafety official for the Netherlands, and today he is working to help other governments set up a biosafety protocol. First and foremost, Vandermeer said he wants to make sure all the right players are involved.
And the very first thing I do is, even when we make up the contract, is to ensure and guarantee that all relevant ministries will be involved. And these are health, agriculture, environment, trade, workers' protection, you name it, and they should be involved.
Vandermeer says sometimes agencies compete with each other, making it more difficult to move forward in agreeing to a biosafety protocol. Former Cairo University professor and current advisor to Egypt's Environmental Protection Agency's biosafety protocol, Osama El-Tieb, has been involved in the process to regulate biotech products since Egypt ratified the International Biosafety Protocol a number of years ago.
And once they are approved, then the next step will be to write the executive regulations.
But Osama El-Tieb said the law still has to be implemented.
By necessity, this would require the executive branch to establish some kind of a supervisory body and administrative structure, which will take care of the day-to-day work of the executive regulations of the law.
And just how long does Osama El-Tieb think it will take before commercial biotech seeds are on the market in Egypt?
Anywhere between 6 months and forever. But in fact, if the will is there, it could be concluded within 6 months.
And I am Brenda Curtis reporting for the Department of Agriculture from Washington.